This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in so-called fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft, AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
NATO is concerned about North Korea's quote-unquote reckless missile tests and nuclear weapons program. While the war in Ukraine has ramifications for Asia, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Sunday.
We also know that North Korea is providing military support to the Russian war efforts with rockets and missiles, and this just highlights how we are interconnected.
Stoltenberg, in remarks at the beginning of their meeting, citing allegations that Pyongyang is providing military support to the Russian war efforts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived Sunday in Egypt at the start of a Middle East trip on which he will look to notch down Israeli-Palestinian tensions after an eruption in violence. It was planned before the violence. A Palestinian gunman on Friday killed seven people outside a synagogue in a neighborhood of East Jerusalem. This is VOA News. At least 10 children were killed on Sunday when a boat carrying religious school students capsized in northwest Pakistan, officials said. Around 8 students were still missing, while 7 injured had been taken to the hospital, according to local officials where the accident took place. The accident came the same day as a bus accident in southern Pakistan that killed more than 40 people. Heavy rainfall hit New Zealand's North Island again on Sunday, causing landslides, flash flooding, and knocking out roads, with the death toll rising to 4 after a person who had been missing was confirmed dead.
Well, in the whole of West Auckland, there's been a huge impact on people. A huge number of families have had to evacuate because of flooding. Some of them had nowhere to go. Some of them lost everything, and some of them were at fear of losing their lives.
New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister says thousands of properties remained without power, while hundreds were without water, authorities said on Sunday, and some families were housed in evacuation facilities to ride out the bad weather. Auckland, New Zealand's largest city of 1.6 million people, remained under a state of emergency after it experienced its wettest ever day on Friday. The specialized police unit in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee that included 5 officers charged with a fatal beating of a man was disbanded on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
News had just emerged that authorities were disbanding the specialized police unit linked to at least some of the officers involved in the fatal beating of black motorist Tyree Nichols. In a statement, the Memphis police said it had permanently deactivated the Scorpion unit after the police chief spoke with members of Nichols' family, community leaders, and other officers. The 5 officers were charged on Thursday with murder and assault, among other crimes. The disbanding of the Scorpion unit, which focuses on street crime, came as protests continued across U.S. cities on Saturday, sparked by the harrowing video of the attack.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. Novak Djokovic has claimed his 10th Australian Open championship and 22nd Grand Slam title overall. The victory in Sunday's final at Melbourne Park also allows Djokovic to return to number 1 in the ATP rankings. The 35-year-old from Serbia did not compete in the Australian Open a year ago after being deported from the country because he was not vaccinated against COVID-19. His 10th trophy in Australia adds to a record. His 22 titles ties Rafi Nadal for the most. I'm Joe Ramsey.